The following shiur has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Ola B'Shalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Hen Shabbas Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi Olea HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisrael ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Ola B'Shalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas. The following shiur has been presented by Reb Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Chof Amud Aleph is another raya to the tremendous yap of the Shemaya that Daf Yoimi always has. Of course, we're holding now in the Tisha Yomim, and this sugya is one of the major mekayris klapid in Yonei Yertzai and in Yonei Sudas Mafsekes, and in general Yertzai Avelistik in Yonim that come out from a seemingly side Gemara on Chafam and Aleph. The Gemara says Meisvei Ezu Issa Omer Batayda. What's the issue that you're over on lo yachal dvaray? Zeroi mer harei alai shelo yechal baser v'shelo yesh deyayin. The person says, I won't eat meat or drink wine. Ki yoyim shemeis payaviv. Like that day that I didn't eat meat or wine, which was the day that his father died. And Rashi explains that he was asked on himself eating meat and wine lo oilam. Ki yoyim alai shelo yechal baser v'shelo yayin. Ki yoyim shemeis payaviv. Ki yoyim shemeis payplaini. Or like some other day that he was upset that somebody died. And the Mefashim say, an example of that, Mishabur brings down in Tavkov Samaches, it's brought in Yerudei, also in Shinayin Vav, is that a person of the day that his Rebbe's Nifter, that's also a day that a person, it's Roy, that he should refrain from eating meat and wine. He went, and in addition, as the Mefashim explained over here, not only did he suffice with the tainus that Chazal already made, but he made it a Nisr Neder on himself, a Nisr Deraisa on himself. The Mefashim explained that He extended the Yisr, like the day of Tzayim Gedalia Gimel Tishrei. Okay, Yom Shavuah, Yerushalayim B'Churbana, or the day that he saw Yerushalayim B'Churbana, on that day he didn't want to eat meat and drink wine. And if such a person makes a neder on a regular day in the middle of the year, and he connects it to that day, which already has on it a previous Yisr, not to eat meat and wine, so the Gemara said that's called the Nisr Batoida. Hakapanim, the Gemara, we see an interesting Negei Halacha, is that there's an Indian, Hakapanim, it seems to be on the yard side that a person shouldn't eat meat and wine. And this, of course, is one of the Makairis for the Minig that many have, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tav Kuf Samaches, and again in Shinayin Vav, and again in Simin Tav Beis in Yerudea, that a person on the day of the yard side, he fasts. This Gemara said that he refrained from meat and wine, and the Minig evolved, the Hanhagatayv evolved, that people fast. Now, Maisa, we're not going to go into it today, but let's get to that by the Chassidim, that it's better mitzvakert, and the Chassidim, they make a suda on it. Now, there's many time been brought down in the different svarim, of course. But today we'll just go more into the inyanim of Yartzeit in general, and fasting in general. That kafi what comes out from our Gemara, the Trumas HaDeshen, in Simin Reish Sadi Gimel, and also in the Mariel, they discuss, when do we make the Yartzeit? And Bemis, it's Nageya the fast. It's Nageya a lot of all the Minhagim that we have, the Kaddish, and we'll see Bez Hashem, other Minhagim soon. But when do we make the Yartzeit? So the Trumas HaDeshen, Bemis brings a Raya from our Gemara. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, do we go after the Yom HaMisa, or do we go after the Yom HaKvura? What's the day that we conveya as the Yartzeit, as that Remembrance Day? We'll see if it is a Remembrance Day. But which day do we conveya? The day that the person died, or the day that the person was buried? So the Trumas HaDeshen brings a Raya from our Gemara, because we see in our Gemara that the person, when he was making a Neder, he was making it Kiyoyim Shemes by Aviv, like the day that his father died. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, that you see over here, that L'chaira, the Iker, and the way his Lashon, the way he explains it, we'll see this in the Gay in a moment, the way he explains it is the Iker Tsar and the Iker Aninus and the remembrance of his pain and Agnes Nefesh was the day of death. And that's the day that he has to remember, and that's the day every year that he remembers, that's the Yartzeit. And that's if the person's going to have a Yartzeit, he's going to fast on that day, if he's going to ask himself on meat and wine on that day, if he's going to have Kaddish on that day, etc. That's the day where he has all the special minhagim that we have. That would be the day that the person died, as opposed to the day where the person was buried. Interestingly enough, the Shmita Deshin brings a raya that he says maybe you can ask for carrots from the famous medrash brought in the Gemara in Soita and David Gimel that it's brought down that Rivka Imenu, she had the nevuah. What was the nevuah? She said, "Lama Eshkol Shtei Bana BiYomecha? Why should both my children die in one day? Why should I become childless in one day?" Why? So the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says the famous Gemara that Chushim Ben Dan he struck the head of Esav, because Esav was staring the Levi of Yankov Avinu, and Yankov was already at that point, that was the day that Yankov Avinu was buried, and Esav was on that same day, Esav was buried, and Yankov Avinu, even though Yankov Avinu had died previously, died much earlier, Vatham Pikein, it says that Esav was buried Al-Kapanim on that day, also probably the same day that Yankov was buried, and Yankov and Esav were not Nifter on the same day, but the Gemara said that that was the key of the Nevuah of Rivka, that she said that she's going to become childless on the same day, Lam Eshkol Banim B'Yoymechad, and even though Chayra, one can ask that they didn't die on the same day. So you see that that's enough, says the Truman Tzadeshin, that that's in fact that the burial is on the same day. Both Yankov and Esav were certainly buried on the same day because Esav was buried right after his head was chopped off and Yankov was buried on that day. So you see that the Kfura, that's the Iker Kiyim of this Hergish that Rivka had. Lama Eshkol Bamin, why should I become childless? Childless, says the Truman Tzadeshin, is that tremendous sorrow of that point when she becomes childless, which is when, says the Truman Tzadeshin, see from over here, it's from the point of Kfura and it's not from the point of Misa. It's also from the point of Kfura, but the Shmuel Tzadeshin says there is no Raya, because then if that really is the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says, they didn't die on the same day. The Gemara says, Hagam, that they didn't die on the same day, but they were all still, but the Maisa, he died then, and she was buried, so it's somewhat of a Kiyum of the Pasuk. So says the Shmuel Tzadeshin, therefore, Bamis, there is no Raya, and really, a Kfura is certainly not the Iker Yartzeit, it's not the Iker day of sorrow and pain and remembrance. The Iker day of sorrow and pain and remembrance is Taka the Yom HaMisa, and so Patskin's the Truma Tadeshin, that that's the day that one should fast, and that's the day that you should have done Haggas of the Yartzeit. Now, the Chagov, we see from the Truma Tadeshin, he says that this is side of the pain and the sorrow, and that's what the Yartzeit's all about. He says that that's Mavur in the Gemara. He says, Mavur and Argamar also. Now, where exactly is it Mavur and Argamar that the purpose of Yartzeit is the pain and the sorrow? So I understood from Shmuel Tzadeshin, L'chaira, he means because the Gemara puts together the Indian of the Yom Shemes by Aviv and says, Kimoy that day I didn't eat meat and wine is the Yom Shemes by Aviv, or the Yom Shenerik by Gedalia, or the Yom Shira Yushalayim Bechavana. It's the same idea. These days are days that a person asks on himself meat and wine, and seemingly for the same reason. So the Chayra, the Shmuel Tzadeshin understood that what's the reason why a person would ask the meat and wine on himself on the Yom Shemes Gedalia, on the Yom Shira Yushalayim Bechavana, is as we say, you know, there's different fast days in Klai Yisrael. In Yom Kippur, we say, who wants to eat? Who wants to eat? Who has time to eat? He's so busy being over in the Avodas Hashem and the Avodas Yom Kippur. Mashenka and Tisha B'Av, we say, who could eat? When it comes to Tisha B'Av, the side of why a person fasts is, who can eat on such a day when we don't have Beis HaMikdash, when we have such Agnes Nefesh and Atzar? So who can eat? So, V'chayra, the Truma Tzadeshin is comparing these in Yonim, and when a person asks himself on the Yom Shira Yushalayim, when he saw the day of Yushalayim, he says, oh, how can I eat? You know, he asked himself, we eat wine, how can I eat? So Chayra, the Shmuel Tzadeshin understood, that's the same reason why a person would ask himself on meat and wine, or for that matter, fasting in Yartzeit, on the day of his father's Ptira, on the day of the Misa, because on such a day, who can eat? It was the day it brings back such terrible Agnes Nefesh, and that's Lemaisa why the Shmuel Tzadeshin says that we compare it to the Indian of Yushalayim, and that's the whole Indian of Yartzeit. The whole Indian of Yartzeit is it's a day that a person, he has terrible Agnes Nefesh and terrible pain, and that's the whole Indian of a Yartzeit, if you the Shmuel Tzadeshin. Lemaisa, the Shach, brings from the Levush, and Ben says other Achrayim like this, that they say a whole different understanding in the Yartzeit, that the Yartzeit is the Yoim Shahura Mazloi, the Yoim that Mishpach in general, that person specifically, who is an Oval, he has a bad Mazel on that day. It's a bad Mazel for the whole Mishpacha, Bemis, in your day, it's brought down that the whole entire year it's an, you know, bad mazel for the Mishpacha, but certainly on that day of the Yartzeit that there was such a blow to this family, a blow to the Mishpacha, so that's a Yoim Shahura Mazloi, and therefore, since it's he has bad mazel on that day, so therefore the purpose of Yartzeit is a Yom Tshuva and Kapara for himself. that he needs to do tshuva for himself, and he has to get a kapara and a slicha for himself. Mamma says, Mistama the Raya is also from the Gemara, because the Gemara puts together these two inyanim, the inyanim of a person who saw Churban Yushalayim, and the person who decides to fast on the day, or at least not meat and wine, on the day that his father was Nifter. What's the connection? The connection is L'chaira. Both these days are terrible mazel. A person is, certainly it's shver for him on the day that there's no Beis HaMikdash. And so Maisa is a day of Tshuva and Kapara. Of course, the person on such a day, he realizes he doesn't have Beis HaMikdash, and he realizes it comes from his Averis. Kol Misha Lo Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. It's because in his days it was also Kilu was destroyed. Because, so a person, he realizes when there's no Beis HaMikdash, he has to do Tshuva Kapara. So too, a person who on the Yom HaMisa, he has this bad mazel in the Mela. That's what the Indian of Yartzeit is to do tshuva and kapara to get out of the issue of bad mazel. The Marmintz, a different mahalach b'emes, the Marmintz says a different mahalach. He said the ikar reason of the fast and the Yartzeit in general is a kapara for the father. It's a kapara for the father specifically, that the father died on this day. And Bamis the Arizal and Shar Kavanis explains this further, that on this day, the father gets danned every single year. How that works exactly, Pashtis it works, only L'shus the father, that the father, they see that he left over Bonim, that are Isaac and Tyra and Mitzvahs, and that gives him Shriyot, it gives him Shriyot. And it could be the opposite, if Chalili left over children that weren't Isaac and Tyra and Mitzvahs, or Kafakert, it could be if he was the Goyrim and it was his fault, then perhaps that they don him in Shemayim again, says the Arizal, that he'll get punished because he didn't, because it's as a result of him that these people that are being over with Sinai's Baruch are in the world. So therefore the Indian of Yartzeit, says Marmint and Arizal, is really a kapara for the father. And that's why we fast, and that's why we have a Yartzeit, and that's why we do all the mitzvahs. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says on this day, a person should specifically, he should be Isaac in Torah and mitzvahs and Meis and Toivim, because on this day, and that's Bemet, the Iker Kibbet Aveim that a person could do. I would say the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is Mashma, the Iker Kibbet Aveim a person does is after Misa. We know there's a concept in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodeis and Reish Mem of a Kibbet Aveim after Misa, when the father is now stagnant, he can't do anything anymore. When the parent is, they can't do anything anymore. So now the only way that they can go higher is Al Yidei your Torah mitzvahs. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Sot was left over who Isaac in Torah mitzvahs, that's of course a tremendous Ilu Neshama for the parents. Now, Bamis the Ramah paskins that if a person wasn't by the Misa and he was only by the Kfura, so then Bamis he should haka make the Yartzeit on the Yom Kfura Kanira, because that's the Iker day of sorrow. But the Maisa, this was not Niskabel in the Paiskim, and all the Paiskim say that the Yartzeit is always on the Yom HaMitzvah. There is one major Machlekes, in the first year of, after the Ptira of the father, that there's a major Machlekes with the Masas bin Yamin brought in the Shach against the Taz, that when do we make the Yartzeit in the first year? Meaning, of course, if the Kfura and the Misa were on the same day, so then of course everything's simple, you make the Yartzeit on the Yom HaMisa. The question becomes, which is very common, especially nowadays, because people travel to Eretz Yisrael and fly to Eretz Yisrael and very in Kruis over here in Eretz Yisrael. So Mimela, a lot of times you'll have that the Yom HaMisa could be even Thursday afternoon, and Pashit, the Kvura won't be until Sunday, and sometimes even Monday, or if there's a 3-day Yontif, etc., all different things can occur, but sometimes the Yom Misa and the Kvura can be apart 2-3 days, and that becomes a major shaila. When exactly do we make the Yartzeit in such a situation? Meaning, on the one hand, says the Masas bin Yamin, he says, look, there's a major problem. He says, look, since the minig of the Olam is, when do they stop their Hanhagas Avelis, the 12-month Hanhagas? So he said that day of the Yartzeit they stopped Hanhagas, because it's usually it works out that that's the last day. However, says the Masas bin Yamin, in this situation it's not going to work, because we know the 12 months really go from the Kvura. So says the Masas bin Yamin, therefore since the 12 months go from the Kvura, if you're going to make the Yartzeit on the Yom HaMisa, which is 3 days earlier, they'll stop the Hanhagas of the Avelis. So therefore, says the Masas bin Yamin, first of all, he says, he thinks that Be'emes, the Yartzeit this year, anyways, should go till the Yom HaKfura, and it'll be not the 3-day earlier one of the Yom HaMisa. And the Shach explains this. He says, you know, there's a Gzeira. We don't want people to mess up. We don't want that a person should mess up and stop doing the Haggas Avelos on the Yud Beis, on the Yud Beis Chaydus. So therefore, says the Shach and the Masas bin Yamin, that we should make the the yahrzeit on the Yom HaKfura and not on the Yom HaMisa. However, the Shach disagrees in one aspect with the Masas Binyamin. He says if it's only a day apart, or you know, Thursday was Nifter, Friday was buried, so then in that case the Shach says already that's already we don't have to worry about, and the Yartzeit will taka beyond the Yom HaMisa and we're not Chayshish. It's only if it's 3-4 days apart that we're Chayshish. And according to the Shach, and Rav Moshe Feinstein says the minig is like the Shach, it would come out that if a person was buried on the Thursday, and the person was buried on the Sunday, and the person died on Thursday, the Thursday before, so then the next year, the Yartzeit would taka be on the Yom HaKfura. It wouldn't be on the Yom HaMisa. And every additional year, every subsequent year, of course, the Yartzeit would be on the Yom HaMisa. The Taz is Chaylik on the whole entire premise. The Taz says that he disagrees. He says that the Avelis, Be'emis, of Yud Beis Chodesh goes only until the end of Yud Beis Chodesh from the Yom HaMisa, even if it's taka 3 days earlier from the Yom HaKfura. The Taz brings a raya. The Taz says, what happens if a person finds out that a parent was Niftar and he only found out in the middle of the year? He says he starts keeping 12 months from when he finds out. Of course not. It always goes 12 months from when the person was Niftar. So therefore, it said the Taz, and he paskins like that, la locha, that no matter what, bein if the Yom Misa was on the day of the Kavura, bein if it wasn't on the day of the Kavura, every single year, the Yartzeit is always on the Yom HaMisa. It doesn't make a difference. Now, you can really get out of the Raya of the Taz. It's very simple, just to be mechalik, that there's a big difference if a person finds out in the middle, but of course his father started getting donned already. His father's mishpat already started on the day he was buried, even if he found out 6 months later. Mashenkin over here, in this case, where he was buried 3 days after he was Nifter, so of course, until he was buried, the mishpat in Gehenim doesn't start. So the ma'aseh you can be mechalik. It's a big machlekes la'alacha. How he paskin Rav Moshe, like we said, says the minig is taka like the shach. And the mishabruah and tafkuf samaches and sivkat the memdal just the taka brings down both shitas. But in the maimer kedushin, he seems to paskin like the taz. So this is a major, major machlekes. On the one hand, you have mishabruah seeming to paskin like the taz that we go with the yahrzeit of the yom hamisa even in the first year, and you go with the shach. Says Rav Moshe that you don't do that if it's split up 3 days. If it's split 2 days, everybody agrees you do taka like the Taz, and the Yartzeit is on the Yom HaMisa. Even though, and that is for sure how the Mishnah paskins, even though the Yumei Avelis, the 12 months, don't end. And he would continue the 12-month Avelis the day after the Yartzeit also. But if it's 3 days apart, so like we said, the Shach is going to say that the Yartzeit that year will be on the first year at least will be on the Yom HaKfura, and the Mishabura, at least in the Maimar Kedushin, seems to say that the Yartzeit would be on the Yom HaMisa, even though the Avelis would continue, according to Mishabura. And this person, of course, would have to, Chalila, the Gaya would have to ask a child to a Rav, because it's such a big machlekes. Just to end off, a few inyanim of Yartzeit, once we start discussing the inyan of Yartzeit, the Tzedur of Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld held a Yartzeit even for his baby. Tzedur of Yosef Chaim used to say Kaddish even for a baby that was Nifter young, but L'maaseh Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank said the minig is not like that for anybody who is Nifter under 13 years old. There's of course an Indian on the day of the Yartzeit to daven for the Amid, but certainly if he can't, or if it's Shabbos and he wasn't, you know, he's not a proper chazen, and he feels uncomfortable, and everybody around him feels uncomfortable. So certainly, you know, we can apply what a certain Gadol once said, is that they asked him how come he didn't daven for the Amid on the day of his Yartzeit, I think it was Shabbos. He said that, you know, his father made him a Yassim, but his father didn't make him a Chazin. And of course, Chalila never to fight for Shum Mitzvah, as Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simen Nun Gimel, in Simen Nun Hei, and the Magen Avraham again in Simen Nun Hei, and Siv Chavav brings down that never to fight for Shum Mitzvah. And that's, of course, the Davar Pashit, that the biggest schus for the Nifter is a person who's Mevater, and if Chalila is a fight, and Avada, he should be Mevater and not take the Amid, and that's the Davar Pashit, and Pashit goes without saying. There's a big Indian brought in the Bein and the Bir Aloch, the Kisei Shechonach, the Derech Chaim, the Magen Avraham, that they all say is a Kresa Indian to get an Aliyah on the Yom of the Yartzeit. It's even more important than Kaddish. If a person was unable to say Kaddish on the Yom Yartzeit for whatever reason, he could take say it a different day. If a person is unable to say the Kaddishim, he has to go away, he's unable to daven in a minyan for a Dover Ovid, so then there's a heter for him to travel. But it's a very, very bidyevid. But of course, if it's a Dover Ovid, so then There is a heter. Of course, it explained before, the ikar purpose of the yahrzeit is to do tshuva and ma'asim tovim. The kitzur says that that's the ikar. The tzedur of Chaim Brisker used to get stuck on the yom of the yahrzeit. I once heard from Rabbi Moshe Steinbach, he said about a person who will not be able to fast, if he'll fast, he won't be able to learn, then Nevada, he shouldn't fast on the yahrzeit even, because the Indian of Talmud Torah is connected kulam, and that's of course a much greater schluss for the nifter. Kivager says that it's better not to fast and it's better to learn straight. The Chazanish and the Stipler both said that the person who doesn't fast because of the cheshbonus of learning Torah and Maisim Tovim, and I would add, if he's going to be irritable, it's also not such a tremendous schluss for the nifter, and such a person should not fast on the yahrzeit. The Shla brought in the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and Tivkat and Membav and Tavkav Samaches says even for a Rebbe there's a inyan to fast, but again the same application will say apply the same thing that Avada, not if it'll impede on his learning and it'll ruin his learning on that day.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.